Joining me in studio to talk about an upcoming fundraiser from Safe and Sound, it is Ren. Good morning, Ren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am cold, but so happy to be here.
It is a little bit of a brisk morning. -8. Feels like -10 right now outside the studio.
Yeah. I think it's maybe a little bit colder feeling than that.
Make sure that you are dressed appropriately. And speaking of colder temperatures, coming up in just over a month, we have the coldest night of the year fundraiser that Safe and Sound is putting on locally. Before we get to the actual event, let's talk about Safe and Sound. For people who aren't familiar with the facility, with the programs offered, what is Safe and Sound?
Safe and Sound is outreach and a drop-in center. People can come and they don't need to sign up for anything. It's just come as you are. We have breakfast. We have, laundry facilities. You can get a shower. You can get clean clothing. And right now we're running our overnight. So we're running 24 hours all throughout the winter so that we can help keep people in out of the cold.
They are able to help out those who are experiencing homelessness and hunger in the community. And you were telling me that just in the month of December, you were able to provide 1,900 meals for participants.
Yeah, it's incredible. Our numbers keep on going up, which is really unfortunate. But we are, keeping up the best that we can. We are a grassroots organization. We require a lot of fundraising and support from the community to keep doing what we do.
And a big fundraiser is the coldest night of the year, which is coming up on Saturday, February 22nd. So tell us a bit about that.
Coldest night of the year happens all across Canada. Locally here in Owen Sound, the walk benefits Safe and Sound because we're the ones organizing it. There's a 2K walk and a 5K walk for people to choose from. People can sign up on cnoy.org/OwenSound. Mm-hmm. There will be supper, like there's always amazing chili that Oshare brings. There will be activities to do. There will be entertainment. It's a lot more than just a walk. There's going to be a lot of information about what is going on in the area housing-wise, and it's just a good time to bring a lot of people together for a good cause.
I know you mentioned something about a fire pit that you guys are having this year.
Yes. So the walk has become quite big, and we have it down at the Owen Sound Farmers Market. A lot of people try to come inside the market because it is cold. It is very cold in February.
Yes.
So this year we're going to have an outdoor fire pit to kind of spread people out a bit and people can stay warm outside.
This is an opportunity that we could potentially see a sponsor for the fire pit. If there's any business or organization that is interested in slapping their name on the fire pit.
Yeah, we're still, looking for sponsors for Coldest Night of the Year. If you want to specifically sponsor the fire pit, by all means, feel free to reach out to us.
I'm actually on the website now, and it looks like we've got about 54 people signed up to do the walk, which is great. The goal is $70,000. Is there anything specific that money's earmarked for, or is it just for general sort of operating costs?
Right now, it's just for general operating costs to keep our programs and services running at this time. Because we're doing the winter overnights, we are seeing a real need for something more permanent. We are looking into potential funding solutions for a shelter, which we approached Gray County about last month.
Okay. Interesting. Could be something up the pipe there for potential in the future. That's awesome. Still over 30 days to go, so plenty of time to get yourself signed up, do some fundraising. If you're not able to participate, perhaps make a contribution to someone who is, and all the details are online. Now, if anybody's interested in learning more about Safe and Sound specifically, what's their best bet? Your Facebook, your website?
You can go on our Facebook. You can go on our website, safeandsoundgraybruce.ca. There's lots of info there. We even have info on the windows now on the outside, so you can see like items that we're commonly looking for and stuff like that.
Wonderful. All right. Well, if you want more details about Safe and Sound or about Coldest Night of the Year, definitely check it out. Thank you so much, Ren, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.